Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we will answer a question from Ray in Hong Kong about the difference between two very similar sounding words, afflict and inflict. Hello, VOA Learning English. What is the difference between afflict and inflict? Thank you, Ray from Hong Kong. Thank you, Ray, for writing to us. These two words are often confused. Not only do they sound the same, especially in fast speech, but they also have very similar meanings. Both of these verbs can mean to cause harm or to bring pain to. However, their correct use depends on who or what is doing the action and who or what is affected by the action. The verb inflict takes a direct object, but that direct object is usually the harm that someone is suffering. For example, paper cuts always inflict much more pain than you expect. Here, the object of inflict is the pain from the paper cut. We often use a prepositional phrase starting with on to tell who is suffering the harm. For example, the war inflicted suffering on the people. Inflict can also mean to impose or force. His job inflicts a lot of pressure on him as he works very long days. I do not want to inflict my bad mood on you, so I'm going to stay home. Let us move on to afflict. The verb afflict also means to cause harm to, but the direct object of afflict is often the sufferer. COVID still afflicts many at-risk populations. Waterborne diseases sometimes afflict flood survivors. If afflict is used in the passive voice, we often use the preposition with, followed by the cause of the harm. For example, she was afflicted with depression for many months before asking for help. My cat was afflicted with extreme sickness after he ate an insect. Let's review these two verbs. For inflict, someone or something inflicts harm, pain, or damage on something else. For afflict, something, like an illness, afflicts someone. In the case of the passive voice, someone is afflicted with something that causes harm, like an illness. Please let us know if these explanations have helped you, Ray. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.